Hi, this is Kathy with God in the Grief, episode number 16, and the title is, How Can I Make a Difference? This thought came to me when I remembered something that Isaac said to me after I had taken the boys to the Bird Space Museum. So I'm going to read to you the little paragraph that I wrote in my grief journal about the experience. And I titled it, Bird Space Museum, Make a Difference. I took the boys to the Bird Flight Museum. Mr. Bird was an amazing man, dedicating his life to helping others through his many inventions. Here was someone the boys could relate to because he was alive during their lifetime. Isaac walked around in awe. We talked about how he managed to have the time to invent and study and care for so many things. We talked about how if you use your time wisely, what it could accomplish. Isaac was inspired, and he stated, I want to make an impact on the world. I wish I could affect a lot of people. Little did we know that he would affect hundreds of people who came to his funeral. It was an effect that we were not expecting, but he got his wish. We all have an opportunity to make a difference in our sphere, where we live, to our neighbors, to our family members. And as I think about the correlation of how Isaac wanted to impact a lot of people, you know, God was able to use his life and his short little life and Michael's short little life to impact other people. And God often uses one person to do a job here that impacts many people. He does that a lot. And we're going to look at some of the accounts in the Bible that show how God uses one man to do big things a lot of times. You know, God doesn't need to get together a huge army. And he doesn't wait till conditions are perfect and people are financially set or they're at their optimal health. He doesn't wait for things to seem logical. In our eyes, he just needs one willing person, and he can use them. So how can we make a difference? What do we do? You know, just one man in God can do great things. So let's look at a few accounts. Let's think about David and Goliath. And we find this account in 1 Samuel 17. And what we realize when we read this account is that David was willing to defend his God. And in other places, it talks about David and his mighty men defending their ground. When we defend God, he will give us victory in our lives. He will help us and he will prosper us. When we defend him, that's what he does for us. So even in our grief, we need to be able to learn to defend God. For who he is and what he is, and allow him to be able to work through us. Then the other account that I was thinking of was the little maid that was a slave to Naaman that got leprosy. I was thinking about how that little girl was willing to speak up. And so I was thinking of that thought that, you know, not only do we defend our God through our hard times, but we should be willing to speak up. We could just say a word here and there to encourage someone, to speak a word of encouragement from using God's word to help somebody else that might be discouraged, to inspire them, to give them a good report. We can be willing to just speak up. And I'm thinking of how Abraham was willing to speak up for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you remember how God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham pleaded for the people there? And he started with 50, but then he had to go down to 45 and then 30. And he finally just got down. Lord, if there's just 10 people there that are willing to serve you, would you spare it? And he had to keep coming down. But how he was willing to speak up for the people. We need to be able to hold people up in prayer, to speak to God on behalf of our loved ones and for, you know, all people, to hold them up, to be willing to speak up. we are admonished to speak to our children about God, right? So that they can be encouraged when they go through hard times. Psalms 15 and 1 says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle, and who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. When we speak the truth, we abide in Christ. And so we want to be willing to speak up. Speak it to yourself and speak it to others. Then the other story that I thought about was Daniel in the lion's den and how Daniel was just faithful. It's just a beautiful story of faithfulness. Even when those hard circumstances came and things changed around him, he was just faithful to what he knew God wanted him to do. So continue doing what you know God wants you to do, even when circumstances around you change. And circumstances definitely change when we lose our loved ones. You know, here I was, homeschooling two boys, very busy mom, and then they're gone. And my circumstances all changed. But that did not mean that I had to stop being faithful to God. When things are the most difficult, that is not the time to stop being faithful or to fall into depression or a pit. That's the time to speak truth to yourself, defend your God, and just be faithful doing what you know you're always supposed to do. Psalms 31:23 reminds us to live out a faithful life, not just proclaiming how much you love God. You know, it's easy to speak with our mouths, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I love God. And then when hard things come, it's like, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know about this. But to continue living the life that you always did speak about in those good times. And then I thought about the lad and his lunch that he brought when Jesus fed so many people with just those, that fish and those loaves of bread. That little boy, just a little boy, look it, he made a big difference just by being willing to share his lunch. So we need to be willing to bring what we have. What's in our basket? Do you have a little bit of compassion, talent, time, or effort in your basket? The little boy had just bread and meat. Think of what he brought. Think of what wheat is made out of. You know, oil, salt, a little bit of wheat, all mixed together. And you know what we can do? We can bring the ingredients of our day and the time it takes to pack it and the energy it takes to bring it, and we can give at least that much to God every day. And then, you know, who knows what God will end up doing with your little basket. We just need to bring what you have and make sure that we line our basket with compassion for others so that God can see we do have a loaf of bread to share. The last account in the Bible that I wanted to talk about was Isaac in the Bible. We need to recognize that God has a purpose for each of our lives. And as I was thinking of Isaac in the Bible, Isaac was just an ordinary son. He did not slay giants. He didn't fight any big wars. He didn't do miracles like the prophets. He didn't escape lions or, you know, get thrown into the fiery furnace. He didn't save a nation like his son Joseph did. I mean, his grandson Joseph did. All he did was be an obedient son and live an ordinary life, get married, and have children. But oh, how important he was to God's plan. He was so necessary to fulfill God's promise. And so we need to remember that our life makes a difference, even in the very ordinary. Just an ordinary person going through ordinary life, we can make a difference. And we have to remember that death is very ordinary to God's plan. We humans don't like it very much because we can no longer hug our loved one or hear them talk or, you know, we miss them terribly. So we don't like it, but it is an ordinary event that happens. And if you think about it in the whole spectrum of all history, all those people that have gone on before us, it's just an ordinary thing that happened, and it's going to happen on through the future. And we don't want to spend our days stuck in grief. Grief happens, but we want to be able to learn from our grief and move on through the grief and to process it and be able to make a difference in our little world. So in review, we can have an impact and we can be used of God. And we can do that by defending God, being willing to speak up, just being faithful, bringing what we have in our little basket to God for Him to use, and recognizing that God has a purpose for each of our lives, even if it's an ordinary life. And so we can be encouraged by that. Galatians 6 and 10 reminds us to do good to all men, remember to be hospitable, ready to work in His kingdom. We can make a difference even in our grief. So that wraps up episode number 16 of God in the Grief with Kathy. And I trust that you are being encouraged and that you are growing through your grief process and that you're finding peace and that you're mending your broken heart and that you are getting a good perspective and that you're learning to be thankful through it all and that you realize that you can make a difference in your little ordinary life. I can be reached at godinthegrief@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And so I want to leave you with a quote from Richard Rohr. If you don't transform your suffering, you will transmit it. So in one way or another, you are making a difference.